Next thing, roads. I have the list of all those different places of roads that I want to give the Peebles. Anything else happen after that real bad storm that we need to add to this that needs to be addressed besides what Ken was talking about?
Well, Broad Hollow got beat up pretty good, but us Broad Hollowites are going to take care of it, don't we?
Well, there evidently was a big storm yesterday on different parts.
On different parts, yeah.
Yeah, that would be over on your side, though, wasn't it?
What did you have? Did you have any damage over there?
I just had light rain at about 11 o'clock at night.
And I didn't have much rain on my side.
I just noticed the Johnson Canyon Road has a lot of stuff washed out on it. It wasn't there 2 days ago.
We could see, from my place, I could see that storm just sitting there. I mean, it didn't go anywhere. It just sat right on that valley for about 3 hours. So they had almost 3 hours of constant rain over there, and that was before the same storm that came in last night. That was
the reason for
it. Yes, or day before yesterday, maybe.
Was that day before yesterday?
But anyhow, it just sat there right on that area, and it stormed, and you couldn't. I mean, it was thick enough you couldn't see anything on the other side of it. It was just dark, but it just stayed there and it kept going. The same thing had happened 2 years ago when it washed that guardrail out by the bridge, you know.
I said the number of people saying that the roads are not being touched, they're not in good condition, they're not in the best, but then again, every time we turn around, what's happening? The grader's down. Is it possible, Brent, to do the grading to the level it's supposed to be done using this Kubota?
No.
And I mean, I just don't think that it's functioning.
No, we've got to come to the gist of what's happening with the grader and find out why it's...
Can we authorize a diesel mechanic or this kind of a mechanic coming out, looking at it and trying to fix some things?
I talked to, Joe's already talked to, or he's got a friend in Las Vegas, but I ran into Danny Button the other day and asked him if he would charge us to come out and do some work. And he says, well, it depends upon the work, but he says it's going to be in the $300 or $400 range.
For the day or
the trip?
For the trip.
Service degree?
Yeah.
Service call?
Well, service call in the sense that, you know, it's going to be $300 to $400 minimum. And then whatever additional work needs to be done to make it work. Okay. Yeah. So you're looking at it, you know, you're looking at probably $500 to get somebody, a professional, to come out and look at the
what was the gentleman that you talked to? Did he take cabin time?
No. Yeah, the problem, like I said, my guy will come out for free. He won't charge any labor at all. You know, the trouble is, he's not the equipment mechanic. He is the engine mechanic. So he could give it a tune-up, run the overhead, do all the things that he's excellent at. When it comes to the hydraulics, that's not his category, so you're better off going with Brent's guy for that. If we need some engine work, I can get that for parts.
I've always done this year, play with it.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, it's running, it's a hydraulic problem.
Well, there's one other question that we need to deal with. Is the person we've hired to run this equipment really adequately trained to run it correctly?
Obviously not.
And, I mean, this thing has run for years and not had problems backing right now. I've seen a couple of the roads graded and the weight just runs straight down the middle of the road with everything thrown off to the side. In other words, the center gravel just goes off the center crown of the road off into the ditches.
What are our options? We got the one guy that we used to hire up there on the weekends.
That's what I would say. You can hire somebody to just come up and pay it by the hour to run the grader that knows what they're doing there.
Norris Church.
But you got to
get the grader going.
But you got to have the grader going. You know, but at least Norris ran that grader for a lot of hours, and he didn't have hydraulic lines blowing everywhere and things like that. I mean, yeah, there was a couple of problems. We had a flat tire, you know, and a few things, but not
we've had more flat tires so far this year than
we need.
Well, we've had more hydraulic lines blow than we've had the last 10, so something's not right.
We need something different there.
Well, go ahead, Marco.
I was just going to make a motion. I'd like to move this along and just say, let's get Brent's guy out here. Let's authorize
up to
$1,000, and then let's get to the bottom, and let's get in good
Taylor,
shape, and then let's hire.
Taylor has another option.
Scott Machini can add quite often. It might pay to have Scott Machini come up.
They are a John Deere.
That's their deal. Yeah,
well, then when the next
it might pay to pay them double what you pay Danny, because they take probably 4 to 8 times to fix the problem.
And they'd probably be able to, they'd probably have all the equipment on the truck when they come up here.
Right. Well, Danny's a good mechanic, but he's kind of borderline like your guy. He's a diesel mechanic, and because of the nature of Knapp's business, you got to fix this and that and everything.
You have to wear a lot of hats, but this guy specializes in motors, and that's not,
okay.
He isn't the guy to bring up for
this. Check with Scott Machinery first and see if that's
possible. I would change my motion to say Scott Machinery, and if they're the experts.
And I would suggest that after you get it fixed, then you hire somebody to run the grader that knows how to run the grader, because not only everybody in this area right here has seen the way this grader has been run on the little bit of it has been run, and it's not been run right. Not even me. I could do better. I honestly could do better. I have done it. Taylor can prove it. I have. I could do better.
You're hired.
Oh! You're very good, but I'm just saying.
Let me just raise this point.
You just voted on it. You lost.
You know who else knows how to... I mean, I think the Norse guy, he's proven he can run it. But I believe that the Czech, that Alan Marion...
Well, there you go. There's a man that could do it for
here.
Sure, and he's here. But does he?
He charges more though.
Just throw fish at him and let him go.
He wouldn't work for the way.
He wouldn't work. The Norse guy charges what? $15 to $20.
We paid him $15 an hour.
Is he still willing to work for that?
I don't have an idea. I've talked to him in a year.
I bet it's around 20, but I do think Alan C would probably be 30 or 35. It's true. So
yeah,
if we
does Alan have a green?
Huh?
Alan doesn't have a grader, does he?
He has access to them. He could bring graders up here.
But he charges to bring it up here?
Instead of Clark, I thought about Clark or Norris or Nolan.
No, I'm not saying we ought to bring another grader up. I'm saying let's have qualified people that know what they're doing. Taylor just mentioned. Come up and service it. And then let's have somebody that knows how to run it. So.
Yeah.
Okay, who's going to set? Okay, there's a motion on the floor to have Scott Machinery come up here. Look over the grader, get it in functioning order, and then contacting a person to do the independent grading of the road.
I'll call him. I'll tell him to bring a whole complete grader as a parts thing. Fix it and then take the other one back.
Norris Church, possibly, or another individual to get this going so we can have those roads repaired.
The problem that we had with Norris is that he was having a hard time. You know, some weekends he was here, some weekends he wasn't.
But I see no progress whatsoever now. You know?
I'm just warning you.
Dale? If Scott Machinery comes, who's going to be here to understand and interpret what they're doing?
I'll be here.
Thank you.
Something like that would be required.
If I'll make arrangements for him to come up, and I'll make an arrangement so it's a very... I'll be here to make sure it's done.
Good.
And then I will take notes and pictures while they do it so we know exactly what they've done and what level of work
we have. Can we have an expenditure figure and spend up to a certain amount without it?
Well, here's my thing about the roads. All right, we haven't touched the blade on the roads this year except for one little teeny bit. And if you go up Slide Canyon right now, Slide Canyon is really bad. There's
actually it's starting to smooth out now just from driving.
Oh, right, but the fact of the matter is if we don't do some ditching, if we don't do some just normal maintenance work, we're going to lose more of Slide Canyon. Even after 11 culverts put in. The culverts are working fine, by the way, but we got, you know.
But my point is, you guys budgeted $8,000 for hiring out of contract. Now, that's not all to go to grader. That's some to go to hauling, some to go to Allen to put in culverts, do that thing, you know. But you've got $8,000, you've only saved $700. You know, let's use that money. Let's get it done before it's too late while the moisture's in the ground.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Using it now.
Yeah, most of our ditching is really gone now. And so
when it's
worst damage is going to happen.
But every time it's used.
But you've had some showers the last couple of weeks. I mean, isn't there enough moisture in the ground?
Oh, there's plenty.
I think you've got the money.
Too much moisture in some spots.
It's a high enough priority.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor, and to add to that motion, Brent Fulmer, be the contact man to arrange for the Scott Machinery.
I'll get a hold of Scott on
being
I'm
present.
Assuming they'll be there on Tuesday. I'll call them.
Okay.
Bring your check.
Okay. Motion's on the floor. Is there a second?
I will second.
It's been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I didn't hear down there. Okay. What about Norris Church? Is someone going to contact him too?
I can contact Norris.
Will you?
You want to contact Norris?
Yeah, I'll contact him and email back and forth with you.
Well, Larry, you're an operator.
So you were on there, too.
Might be a conflict of interest if I came in.
Donate it.
only if you broke it.
Oh, no. Only if you did your road first.
Yeah. Okay. I've actually looked, and the last two or three trips out, I thought my other grader's been sitting, and I use it a little here and a little there, but somebody that knows how and what to do could do some good things on the roads. But
well, the people that have had some experience on our roads, Dion, Nico, North Church.
Hey, do we have a thing, Dion? Where's your grader, Larry? Where is it? Is it up here?
No, it's in town.
But I would not recommend.
If I
Corey Button.
I would probably be willing to rent it from you. Yeah. That Allen.
Okay,
my other grader is a small, kind of a finished grader, but it has a serrated blade on it and boxed ends, so it's good to maintain graveled roads.
I'm sorry, this is too personal. I'll talk to you.
Okay. Was there anything that you wanted to talk about specifically about Crawford Pass?
Well, Rod Sims has been calling people. I've talked to a few. We're looking for a source of gravel
Larry
up
Sims.
There. Larry Sims, yeah. Anyway, we're trying to get something going. I, like I said, put in some my own money at that one intersection. So something's going to happen. We don't have buckets of money right now. In hand, we have people that talk big, but I haven't seen checks come to my mailbox. My question, though, to the board is, we have so much budgeted, I would really like to see, at least from the ponds to the start of Crawford Canyon, that is, there's a little bit of a gravelly area past the cow barrier thing, but through that grove of trees, that clay is so treacherous when it gets wet. So I'm raising the question.
I think it's basically next on the list pretty well, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. It was that area. It was absolutely next on
that,
the list.
And then we were going to
go in that direction and on up Meadow Canyon.
Yeah.
It was just
and
bad clay.
We talked about that hill and pipeline, but you said you were going to put a water line through that hill, so we're going to do anything on that yet.
Good. That's what I'd like to hear, and I'd like to see some movement on it because it affects a lot of people. There's 100 lots up there, and just that. So I'm not asking for.
There's more than 100 because you got pipeline goes through that.
Yeah, you got pipeline up there too. And
actually, you've got over 100 lots. You count on Slide Canyon too.
Yeah.
And which is accessed by Broad Hollow the other. But most of us are in agreement that this is a fair weather establishment on that side of the ranch, and I don't think anyone right now is expecting to get in and out. And
so are you asking this?
So I was, by point of question, just wanting to know what was going to happen or being done or on the agenda so that you answered that. That it's kind of next on the list. We can get our grader working. Perhaps we have something going on there. And then I wanted to make you aware that we are trying to put things together up in the Crawford area. And the other question is, say we have some money put together to pay operators or machinery or whatever. Do we have permission? I mean, I would always check with Brent, but is it a problem then, if we don't get a source up there, which we're trying to do, hauling out of the pit for the road?
That's a good question. I want to clarify something. I'm not sure everybody understands. The 1,000 yards that Don Wood took out of that pit doesn't affect the ranch one iota. It doesn't have anything to do with it. He bought a permit. Our 1,000 yards of free-use gravel is for us. It has nothing to do with Don Wood's stuff. If he paid those permits, it doesn't apply to us. Did you understand that? Did everybody understand that?
Because we were trying to tack on charge for the ranch.
I keep having right people away. Tell me, well, he's already used up our lot of gravel, and I'm going, No.
We've been working on a gravel pit policy.
But that's another corporate thing on here.
Well, the members understand that.
Exactly. And what happened is the problem was is that there is no policy. Everybody's got an idea. You know, these rumors get started, and somebody's got an idea that he's used up our allotment, and there is no allotment.
Yes, there is an allotment.
There is no allotment in relation to Deer Springs Ranch putting allotment on it.
No, but the BLM is putting
no, no, but yeah, but we're not talking to BLM. We're only talking about what we have control over, which is Deer Springs Ranch. Now, we haven't placed an allotment number, and that's what we're talking about, a gravel pit policy. Now, what we're saying is that if they would have taken, the only argument that I've heard is if we'd have taken that 1,000 yards out of that north corner of, you know, so we could straighten the road out, that would have gone a whole lot better for us, you know, and that's it. So what needs to be done is, so people won't ask the question, is there needs to be a gravel pit policy.
And it's 3/4 of the way done. I was going to print off what I've put on the paper, and I was late, and I forgot to.
Well, look at that in a second, but I don't think we have finished what he was asking.
Does the board have a problem if I have means to haul and place gravel on
and it's ranch
roads?
Ranch roads.
Can we obtain it and move it?
Well, I think you should. At your expense, or are you saying you're doing that at your expense?
Well, at that expense, you're or whatever member is
that you're
going
to get.
Oh, living property.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if he takes 1,000 yards from there, then I couldn't get anything for Slide Canyon.
Exactly.
That's right. I'll get you by.
So there is some kind of an allotment. We could only move so much.
The BLM has set a 1,000 yard per year for free for DSROA's association use.
No, they did not set it. They asked us 3, 4, 5 years ago when I started doing this how much we needed. And at that time, I discussed it with Brent Robinson. He says, oh, 1,000 yards ought to do it. That's all I can haul. I can't haul more than that. We're not going to have time to do that. And we've been using 1,000 yards. If you decide next year you want to do some major road, then I need to know real soon. So whenever that comes around and I have to reapply, I can ask about quantities. And that they have the right to say no.
But this year,
we've got 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
And we haven't used it.
And that's what
we haven't used it.
Can I use some of it?
Yes.
For the
Crawford Ranch Road.
So the question is, if we go over the 1,000, we could get more than 1,000, but we have to start paying for it.
Well, yeah.
Like Don Woods did.
So there's no limit on yards. 1,000 yards is $500.
The only limit on our pit, is a 5-acre area disturbance.
That's another thing.
That's the only limit on our pit.
Okay, I just heard, you know, he's saying it's 50 cents a yard. Mm-hmm. To who?
That's the BLM.
You're using it on ranch roads. You don't pay anything.
No, but if you're using it for your purposes, or you buy it for any purpose, whether it's ranch roads.
I would have to pay. If I wanted to use it personally, I'd have to pay permits, and I'd have to pay the ranch 50 cents a yard. And so it should have done. Woods paid the ranch $500.
Well, you know what? That's something new.
That's something new.
So we haven't been. I haven't charged a single person.
That's something we're proposing.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't go back to Don Woods.
Right. And that's kind of flowing from the item 5 to item 6. They're combined. The pit policy is going to also kind of include a road policy. I don't know if any of you have noticed it or not, but the amount of hauling traffic that we've run on these roads have damaged the roads.
Well, it made them really dusty,
Taking 75 or 80 loads back from the pit area down along the airstrip, that road suffered substantially in that 2-week period of time, more so than it had the prior 2 years. And so part of the policy will include, you know, if you're
the maintenance of the
trucking over the roads.
That's the 50 cents a yard.
Yes.
To help
maintenance
cover
the
that.
Road and the maintaining of the
50 cents a yard will be for reclamation of the pit site.
Yes.
Once we're done there, we want to go back in, clean it up.
Okay.
And it may make a little money for the association to cover expenses. Damage to the road is in addition. You know, if the equipment gouges it up, trucks beat it up, and it has to be bladed extra times.
When it's wet, they could ruin a whole section of road.
Like the Forest Service requires these logging companies, after so many loads of logs,
they've got
to
top
it. Roll in it and address the roads. It's required.
So we're waiting to get that from you two.
All we're doing, we're just waiting for, you know, Larry and I have discussed it and just the policy on how you'd want to do it.
But you've got to go ahead.
I've got to go ahead. I will, you know,
The other thing that it will affect you is in the policy, we need to be more informed on who's taken out of the pit so we can work with them and tell them where. We almost need to tell them, you need to take out of this corner of the pit. They're really encroaching on Rob Johnson's lot.
By the time we put the right slope on, we may be there.
I guess I have one little last question about this. Say, you know, on this intersection thing, we got written permission from the lot owner. We talked to the brand. Did it. Okay. My D8 cat is being fixed. You know, my notice has been hauled away. It will be back here probably within a month. And as I drive it back up that road, there are certain initiative things I might want to take, or I'd have help from that Alan, you know, where the road is kind of crappy. Is there enough? I would assume that I can make some of those little, not changing the boundaries of the road, the surface.
Are you saying at your expense, or
just on the way in and out? The only caution I would have is there are areas where the road runs through association ground. It's clearly that's where the road is. There are roads on the ranch that really are not roads, but we tend to use. Going over to your area, I know there's two different roads that cut through Ben's lots that are not really roads.
I'm not talking about those. I know what you're talking
about. What about the main road?
I had somebody else over there say, why can't we come through here and cut out a bunch of these trees and straighten this? And I said, well, first place,
that's not a ranch.
We're not even supposed to be driving through. We all do because it's shorter to go right through here. But really, the ranch road goes up there and around there and down. You cut through here, you might get...
But if I, you know, want to spend the money on a culvert, throw it in somewhere on that road myself personally, not charge the ranch, and usually it'll be Steve doing it. Are you guys trusting?
As long as you quit giving away our fish.
Hey, I'm in a group.
I put in
two more fish per day.
I just have a comment on that. I think you have to be very cautious, Bill, when you do that, not to encroach off of that road. Because the majority of that road goes through people's lots, you know, and there's an easement. But if you get really handy with that cat and tail down through here saying you're making a garbage.
No,
I'm
not talking about doing that. I wish you
had. You're not for the runway.
In the process of what you're doing, then Trent is... in charge of that, the road, basically, can there be a comment to he or myself and just
anything
go from there?
Anything might change a little something like that intersection, I would always...
Phil's really good about... Phil makes sure he contacts property owners and everything else, and I think most of the people are. The only problem I had last time was when Kathy Church had Norris cut that road above Ed Belinsky's. And the drainage was wrong, and it ran down on Ed's property. And I talked to Kathy about it, and Kathy said she was going to get Norris back out there to fix it, so the drainage was corrected. And I don't know if that ever happened or not. I didn't go up and check.
Any idea?
I haven't been up the road for a while.
Okay.
Well, as cautious as people is, nobody's done more damage on a private lot that I owned than Phil Hall. He had some man up there. He tore trees out. He denuded part of my... He did everything that you guys do not want to see happen was done by Phil while he was president of the association. He says the guy he hired, you know, got out of line. Well, that that still didn't redo the trees or anything.
Yeah.
So even as responsible as some are, we still have to be pretty cautious because that... probably should have or could have caused a bad lawsuit because it was ugly. And if any of you want to look at it, you can still see it up there. You'll be able to see it for the next 50 years.
And I don't think you're the only one, Dale. Whoever was doing the roads prior to that took down trees that they had no business taking down, and they were doing the roads in ruined areas in ours, and it was on our personal property. And I was not very happy about it either, so I understand completely. Those people who go in there think they have the right of way to do whatever. And, I mean, they knock down great big trees.
That's my concern right there.
Big trees, and now they're still down.
Cats can knock down big trees, and that's where I caution you. Just don't knock down any trees. Because that'll be the first thing members and everybody else is concerned about, you know.
Okay.
Oh,
Larry?
A bunch of tree huggers.
Do you have anything going? Because we're running here.